Okay, let's start our practice by getting comfortable with your posture. And take a few deep, long breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth to relax your body and relax your mind. And gently close your eyes if you like. And observe your body from top of your head to the tips of your toes to make sure your whole body is relaxed, free of tension. And if you want to change your posture to get more comfortable, please do it with mindfulness. Cultivation, love and compassion is the best way to connect with your own self and to connect with others. In our practice, cultivating love and compassion is the foundation. Think to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving and kind thoughts towards your family members, your parents, your grandparents, your husband, your wife, your children, your partners, your grandchildren. Think about them individually if you like. And send your loving and kind thoughts towards them. Sometimes we all have a difficult family members in our families. Maybe hard to get along with. Or maybe bring negative thoughts and feelings when you think about them. If you're having difficulty of developing love and compassion towards somebody, you should practice forgiveness and letting go. Even though those people are difficult to deal with, you don't have to hold on in your thoughts, in your mind. You can keep a distance if you want. But let go. Forgiveness is a strong, powerful practice. It's a process. Forgiving does not mean forgetting. When you forgive somebody, including your own self, for previous mistakes, forgiving is the way to let go of the negative thoughts and feelings towards somebody, and freeing yourself from those negative feelings and emotions. And send your loving and kind thoughts towards all of your family members, thinking thus, may all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful, may all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Finally, send your loving and kind thoughts towards all living beings, human beings, non-human beings, people who are struggling without food, without shelters, people who are suffering because of the wars around the world. We can send our loving and kind thoughts towards all of them. Thinking thus, may all living be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now all of you are hearts and minds full of love and compassion, not only within yourself and towards others, now gently bring your attention to focus on your breathing. Don't force your breath, let it happen as natural. And start paying attention to your ordinary breath as it happens. When you breathe in, understand and aware that you are breathing in. When you breathe out, understand and aware that you are breathing out. When you keep your concentration on your in-breath and out-breath, you may start to feel a subtle sensation of your breathing. Sometimes you may feel on your upper lips or inside your nostril or back of your throat. Or sometime down in your belly, as it arises with in-breath and falls away with out-breath. Wherever you feel the subtle sensation of your breathing, and start to pay attention to that part of your body, and try to keep your concentration there. Are you in the present moment? Or is your mind wandering? The nature of the mind is wandering, always bring thoughts, thoughts after thoughts. But understand your job is to be observer of your breath. Whenever you realize that you get distracted with your thoughts, accept it and acknowledge that you get distracted. And gently bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. This can happen many times, as many times as it happens. Gently bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. Again and again, if you get distracted by your thoughts or feeling or sensation, please bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. Now please bring your palms together in front of your heart and observe your mind. Feel the calmness and relaxation that you have. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, even for a short time. May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And thank you very much. And open your eyes, please. Okay, let's do the chanting. Start with page 4. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Aniccā vata saṅkhārā upādevāya dhammino. Upajitvā nirujjanti tesaṃ upasamo sukho. Sabbe sattā avērā hontu. Sabbe sattā abhyāpajjā hontu. Sabbe sattā anīgā hontu. Sabbe sattā sukhi attānaṃ pariharantu. Mano pubbaṅgamā dhammā. Mano settā manomayā. Manasāce paduttena vāsativā karotivā. Tatonaṃ dukkha manveti chakkhaṃ vahato padaṃ. Mano pubbaṅgamā dhammā. Mano settā manomayā. Manasāce pasannena vāsativā karotivā. Tatonaṃ sukha manveti chāyāva anapāyini. Mind is the forerunner of
Thank you.
We believe in generosity towards others. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those who without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with ocean to cross, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. By means of this meritorious deed, may I never join with unwise, only the wise, until the time I attain Nirvana. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming, and good to see you all. Did you all have a good practice? Good. First, I wanted to thank you, whoever bought these beautiful flowers. I don't know who did it. There are some flowers outside. They are beautiful. And whoever bought it, and thank you. And there are a lot of people who are volunteering and helping the temple. I'm not going to mention. I see all the faces there too. A lot of people helping. So without all of you helping, it won't be easy to run this place and have opportunity for all of us to practice. So first of all, thank you all who's volunteering and doing a lot of help to continue to keep this place nice and to spread the message of love and compassion. So thank you all first. Okay, let's back to the business. The life provide us opportunities to learn all the time and to be, to understand, to cultivate the qualities that we are trying to cultivate and to find the balance that we are trying to find within ourselves and how to deal with the society. I had like 6 telephone calls last night, like at 3 a.m. From Sri Lanka. You know, from Sri Lankan people, they don't care. They call you like, if you don't answer, they call you like 9-10 times until you call back or you answer, you know. So I saw when I woke up this morning, I saw the telephone call. So I call him back. This is a gentleman I accidentally met. So when I was in Sri Lanka, this is after my teacher passing. There are so many things to do because you are next in line. There are so many things to do in the legal things and the documents and all that stuff. So I have to go to this government office, which is special for religious. So I went there. So like Sri Lankan people don't care how many times they call, they don't care about time either. So if you say 10, you usually be there like 9:50, 9:55 for appointment, right? If you say 10 in Sri Lanka, they usually come at 12:30. So you have to say ahead of time. If you want them at 10, you got to tell them at 8:30. So I went to the office, and then I had a lot of work to do, so I had a short time to finish all and come back. So I was at the office, and I was I gave everything that I have to give them, and they say, like, I asked them, do you think how long will it take? And they're like, oh, it won't take long. Right? So I was sitting there for half an hour maybe, and then I've been little being impatient because I'm used to American system now. So if you say something, it's going to be done within that time frame, right? So I went there and asked again, and they said, oh, it will be a few times, you know, few more minutes longer. So I spent another half an hour, and it's still not done. So, and I thought to myself, rather than sitting here and complaining and being bitter about it, so one of my sister-in-law had a family member who is having a cancer. And she's in a critical condition. She's probably an hour away from where the office was. And I thought, maybe I will take this time, go see her and do some blessings. So I went to a cancer hospital in Maharagamakol. So I went there and went to see her. She was in ICU and she was in critical condition. So I start chanting, and there was eight other hospital beds there, eight other patients were there. And I start chanting, and then once I finish, from the other patient, from the other bed, they came to me, and somebody sitting next to their patient, family members, they say, do you mind to bless my mother and my father? And so I end up blessing all seven other patients there. And now is the time to close the office. You know, then I'm here in the hospital. And the last patient, so she, her husband and her daughter were sitting outside. And they said, can you bless my mom? The daughter told me. But then she had an accident, so they have, because it's ICU, they have to clean thoroughly. I couldn't go in. So then, but I said yes. And so I was sitting outside in the hospital ward. So I was sitting there for like good 40, 45 minutes. Now the office is going to close, and I thought, heck of it. So I'm going to come back tomorrow, and I called the office, and I say, you know, just finish my work, and I'm coming back tomorrow, and I have something important to do now. So I stay there and finish the chanting for this lady, and she was really critical condition. I hold her hand and I chant. It was around 5 to close to 6 p.m. And we share the telephone numbers after I chant. And at 7:10, she had passed away. So the reason for me to tell you this story, in my mind, because I have so much to do in a short time, when everything doesn't go the way I want everything to be done in the time frame that I would expect it to be done, I could have sit there and complain about the whole situation, but I was so mindful, not the first 30 minutes, but the second half of it. I was so mindful about where my mind is going to take me, all the frustration that came with, all the negativity that happens. So I thought to myself, I just wanted to use this in a positive way, because there is so much, like I mentioned at the beginning, the life is giving us enough opportunities to learn and to cultivate these qualities that we often try to develop. The person who called me was her husband. He had called me last night to thank me, because it was a third month service for her this coming couple of days. And so he had called me because he didn't know the time difference. So he had called me like midnight, so I called him this morning. So the reason for me to share this story was I had somebody who come to meditation the other day ask me this question. She said she's been practicing for a long time, and She's been eating healthy, doing a lot of exercise and yoga and all those things. And she recently went to do a small test, and now she got something very tiny little bit. This is her word, tiny little bit that going on. And I was so much worrying about this. And then she said, I had this issue before, but I overcame, and I wasn't thinking about so much, but now I'm worrying about it. And so I told her, your question already have your answer, because you've been doing so good when these worrisome thoughts that come to you about. And she said, it's not something to be worried, but I worried so much. And the thing is, we oftentimes we understand what we are doing, but because of the nature for us to do in things in a certain way, we feel so comfortable with doing the same thing that over and over, you don't want to change it. And then she said, I was worrying for a whole week, but I came to meditation, but I just want to talk to you. And I didn't give her anything besides what she already know. I told her that you already know the answer. And then she said, I know, Bhante, but I just wanted to hear from you. So this is the nature of us. We want somebody to... It's not enough for your own mind to realize what you are doing is wrong. You gotta correct it. But then you need approval from somebody to make sure. This is how the mind works. And so there are so much to complain. If you want to complain, there are so much to complain. We could have complained about the flowers somebody bought. Nobody told us. They left it there. We could have complained who bought the flowers, because we didn't know who bought it, right? But there is a reason for us to complain if we want to. So, but why we are keep doing this? Because we are experts of complaining, because that's what we always do. We are experts of worrying, because that's what we always do. And you want to be an expert of your own mind and not to worry so much. Because when you see something clearly, you know what is going on. Still you worry about this lady. She told me, it's nothing to worry too much, Bhante. It's just a simple thing, but I'm worrying. By knowing, still you worrying. Because this is where when you have a situation like this, this is where the practice should come. And then think to yourself and asking yourself question, is there something to be worried now? Because if you want to find a reason to worry and then to bitter about things, there are so much, right? Because I went to a visit when I was in Sri Lanka. I went to, because when my teacher was in hospital, this gentleman who was working in the hospital came help us so much. And so I told him that, then he said he has his brother-in-law in his home, and he was paralyzed. He was a dirt bike rider, but a tree fell on back of his head, and he was paralyzed. And he couldn't do anything. He was just laying in the bed. And I said, once I finish everything, I'm going to come visit him. So I went to visit him. The first thing I saw when I walked into his room, his smile. So he couldn't do anything. He can't feed himself, nothing. He's like a dead body, just laying in the bed. Somebody has to do everything for him. And he smiled, like, you know, a really nice smile. It's from his heart. And so I was talking to him, and then I said, how can you smile? You know, how can you smile like this? Because, you know, and you can't do much of anything. You know what he told me? He said, Bhante, this could be the last moment that I'm going to see you. And I want to enjoy this moment. And I might not see you again. Because the way that his condition is, if he get like a real shock or something in his spine, he could die. So he said, this could be the last moment that I'm going to see you. I'm going to spend you, because I heard a lot about you in the hospital, so I wanted to see you. And So when this lady told me what she's worrying about, and I told her this story, and then she started crying, because she said, compared to that person, I don't have a lot to worry about. I basically have everything. I just a tiny bit of worry about my health, but compared to him, I have everything. So why am I worrying about? So, because that's the nature of us, the nature is, instead of trying to find something positive, instead of trying to be happy with what we have, we are always worrying about what we don't have, right? If you have a perfect body, if you're 5'6" and you're worrying about, I'm not being 6 foot tall, but you got the rest of them, right? And then that's the nature. We always try to find something that we don't have and then someone else has, and then thing to worry about. Then we become experts of worrying, an expert of complaining, expert of being bitter. So the more you do things, the more good at you get it, right? And so try to think more positively, and try to see, sometime when you have a reason to complain, see, there are so many people in the world that so much less fortune than us. And then what are we complaining about? And because the moment is, the present moment is each and every moment, either you realize once it's passed, or you are waiting for that moment to come, and you just forget this moment. And this is the only moment that you have, and you are worrying about something that's going to happen in the future, and so much, and losing this moment. And I cannot emphasize enough of the importance of present moment, but it's so difficult for people to understand, because the mind is just, actually mind does its own job. It's just to drive you nuts. Yeah, and then you're just following it. And then don't take any responsibility, and then saying like, no, I'm not going to let you drive me nuts today. So we are just following what it leads us to. Just don't let your mind to drive you nuts. Just find your own path, and find the things to be, not to complain, things to be happy, things to be developing qualities with yourself, being mindful about the present moment. So that's my message today. And if you have any comments, any disagreements, any questions? Yes.
And it reminds me of the one time you asked us, what are you doing here today? Or why do you come here today? And I thought, well, part of me, I know kind of what I'm here, because I feel at times like I probably couldn't have gotten where I'm at without coming here.
Yes.
I don't think I have the total confidence in my own ability to do this.
No, that's a really good point, because as a practitioner, that's actually something that you can do and you should do, because it's, even in teaching it says you often talk to your teachers and to find out where you are, at the same time be comfortable with your own path. And practicing that. Yes, that's a really good point. Yeah.
Your story, what I really love is that you made a choice to change your routine, to stay for what you felt was important. Because a lot of times, where you're at fast paced life, you have to stay on your schedule. And you chose what was important. And I like that.
Yes. And it's just a thank you. And it's just a tiny bit of changing how you think, isn't it? Because I could have sit there for a couple of more hours and just bitter about it. And now I'm connected to somebody till end of our lives, because the 45 minutes that I was sitting there, I was able to talk to the daughter because I just went through something with my teacher, and I was able to share how she should say goodbye, because she was so sad. She didn't know how to say goodbye to her mother. And when I went to their funeral, and the daughter came to me and she said, that was a blessing that I saw her, because she was able to say goodbye to her mother, and she doesn't have anything hold on back, you know. So yes, it's just making a subtle changes in our mind that then can do us so much good. Did you have a question, Susan? Exactly. You're not crazy. We all are crazy. You're not crazy alone. That's what I mean to say. So, okay. The announcement. Joe is going to do the announcements.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. That was excellent, Bhakti. I love that. Just as a reminder, the Temple of Monastics rely 100% on your kind generosity. We have many ways in which you can donate. Obviously, the baskets are coming around here. We have our new angle taps and we give over here. And you can also be a monthly pledger. So keep those things in mind. So I have a bunch of announcements of dates that are coming up here that are pretty important. Next Saturday, July 13th, Bhakti Rahula will be hosting a 7th chakra sound bath and meditation here at the temple from 7 to 8:30. He is also giving blessed chakra bracelets. Tickets are $45 and you can purchase online or in the gift shop. That would be a great event. Next Sunday, July 14th, we will begin a weekly healing-centered yoga class with trauma-informed yoga teacher Colleen Mary. This class is $15 and it's from 9 to 10 a.m. We also will have a day retreat at the temple on July 28th with Bhakti Rahula from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be various forms of meditations, lessons on the Buddhist Sutras, walking meditation, lunch is provided, and a healing sound bath. The entire day is $95, and the itinerary is posted online. Is there anything you wanted to say about it?
Yes, for the 13th of the sound therapy, the 7 chakra healing sound therapy event, which a lot of people asked me, and with the bracelet, which all went all the way to Sri Lanka, was chanted with monks for 7 days. And then now I'm chanting for 108 times. As you know, I combine meditation, ancient Buddhist chanting, and crystal singing bowl for a reason, because they all have a similar effect. The healing power, as you know, our physics, our body contains close to 70% water and space, and heal through the vibration, which is a lost science for thousands of years, because now we are so used to taking a pill that can do the magic trick, you know. So we are so far away from the natural healings. So this is that, and then the meditation and the sound therapy create similar brain waves that create through the meditation. I wanted to combine all that and then provide with the bracelets of the bracing bracelets. And then of course with the summer, you know, I'm sure the kids are driving you nuts, some people, you have kids. That's why we plan to end the summer with the day retreat, which is on 28th Sunday. So it's starting from 9 to 5 p.m., which include meditation, walking meditation, sound therapy, sound bath, and the chanting, and of course the lunch. So if you're interested in those things, because we haven't done a day retreat for a long time, people ask me. So that's why, even though we are so busy, but I still plan to do that. So, okay.